This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. At least 17 people were killed when a Pakistani military plane crashed into a Rawalpindi neighborhood Tuesday night, local time. The dead included all five crew members and at least 12 civilians. Another 12 civilians were injured. The military said it had no information on the cause of the tragedy. Pro-democracy protests moved underground to Hong Kong's subway system today, blocking commuters from exiting their trains. Service was delayed and partially suspended at some stations, forcing riders to wait in long lines for shuttle bus service to other stops. And there were clashes between demonstrators and angry commuters. Meanwhile, as Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports, questions are mounting over possible Chinese intervention in its autonomous territory.
Another weekend of violent protests in Hong Kong has prompted a rare public statement from the central government in Beijing. Representatives of its Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office called a press conference to condemn the protests that they say undermine the rule of law. The protests show no sign of abating, though, and questions are starting to mount over where the threshold may be for calling in the Chinese military to support the police. The Hong Kong Affairs Office was asked this during the press conference. They responded only by pointing to the city's constitution, as they have in the past. It allows city officials to request military help, although neither the city nor Beijing have given any specifics. The government also repeated its support for City Administrator Carrie Lam and the Hong Kong police. The officials claim Western countries are stoking the unrest.
That was Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda. A newly released United Nations report says the Islamic State self-declared caliphate may be gone, but its leaders are hanging on in Syria and Iraq, where they remain intent on attacking targets around the world. From Washington, this is VOA News. Two U.S. service members have been killed in action in Afghanistan in what appears to be an insider attack. The NATO-led coalition has not released names pending notification of families. Meanwhile, the U.N. mission in Afghanistan says more Afghan civilians were killed by Afghan and NATO forces than by insurgents in the first half of this year. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has our report.
The report released says 403 civilians were killed by Afghan forces in the first 6 months of the year and another 314 by international forces, a total of 717. That's compared to 531 killed by the Taliban, an Islamic State affiliate, and other militants during the same period. It said 300 of those killed by militants were directly targeted. The Taliban have been carrying out nearly daily attacks, mainly targeting security forces. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The U.S. Senate has fallen short in its attempt to block the Trump administration's planned arms sales to Saudi Arabia, a clear win for the president. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
The Senate could not override the vetoes of resolutions to block President Trump's plan to sell more than $8 billion in weapons to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates without congressional review. Meanwhile, the House Oversight Committee releases a report on its investigation of the Trump administration's apparent willingness to allow the president's friends and political allies undue influence on U.S. policy in the region. Committee investigators say Trump friend, campaign donor, and inaugural committee chairman Tom Barrack promoted U.S. companies looking to profit from transfers of nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia. He also advocated for foreign interests wanting U.S. nuclear technology and then took steps that his own company would make money from the deals. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The U.S. and China are renewing trade talks today, but as AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports, there are no high hopes.
2 months after U.S.-Chinese talks aimed at ending a tariff war broke down, both sides are trying to temper hopes for a breakthrough. Negotiations resume this week when American trade officials meet a Chinese delegation in Shanghai. They're expected to touch on an array of disputes that has grown to include tension over Chinese tech giant Huawei and the control of technology. Hopes of a breakthrough are low, though. On Friday, President Donald Trump said he didn't know if they're going to make a deal and he doesn't care, repeating his claim that the U.S. is prospering. I'm Charles Ledesma.
More than 50 inmates in a North Brazilian prison were killed during a riot on Monday. The superintendent of the Altamira prison said 16 men were decapitated. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Begin broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.